Bowerly, News Radio 930 WBEN. Cassandra Joan Butler, my most popular guest on the radio program. She's more popular on my program than I am.
Oh, stop.
But you are. I mean, but, what am I supposed to do? Lie and say, it's all me.
Tom, you're a legend.
Yeah, okay.
No, you are.
Okay, look, here's the progression. Legend, icon, corpse. So can we please try to put that off as long as possible?
You're not a legend. You're very popular.
All right, thank you.
Never mind.
It was just yesterday I was a baby-faced infant on the air. Now I'm just an infant. We're talking with astrologer Cassandra Joan Butler. And for those who are unfamiliar with Cassandra, we were married a long time ago. We were married for 4 years. We have two children together. We had the world's nastiest divorce.
Nastiest.
Oh, it was bad. And there was no murder involved, but I did buy bleach and shovels. I'm just saying, you know.
I remember.
Maybe some plastic,
there were some lies in there, too.
You mean lie?
Lies. Like when I kind of invaded your personal space. I won't go there, but do you remember when I invaded your personal
space? In my car?
No, in your girlfriend's
bedroom. Oh my God. Okay, so there I am, and we're not going to name names.
Oh,
there I am at my girlfriend's house. Okay, now we had already pretty much initiated the divorce proceedings.
Oh yeah, we were living together, but however,
I was at my girlfriend's house.
I got her name and address.
And you came into her house at 2 o'clock. I was asleep
in the morning.
And I heard your voice outside. And I'm pretty sure I almost had an accident in bed. That's the kind of drama.
Oh, yeah.
That we went through.
Yeah.
Okay. And you know what, Sandy, in retrospect, as a 60-year-old man now, love makes people do some really irrational things. So
right.
How do I blame you for that? Because love has made me do some really stupid things.
Yeah, but see, at that time, this is why I talk about the lies, right? So I walked in there, and I remember I put on my stoic stone face, and I scared both of you. But I didn't do anything. But you lied afterwards and said I broke lamps. And I ended up in court over that. You remember that? And I was just
loving
the fact that I caught you, and you know, we're talking 30 years ago, and I regret doing that, but I knocked on the door. I just made
you didn't
squirm.
You did make me squirm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But
I didn't do anything damaging
in
the house.
But then again, I deserved to be made to squirm.
Yeah.
I mean, I acted like a scumbag. What do you want me to say?
And that wasn't my highest and best moment either.
No.
Crashing in on you at 2 in the morning.
Well, no. But here's the carryover from that. Boy, talk about dirty laundry being aired. Holy crap.
I should have said that.
But I don't care. Are you kidding?
Sure.
You know what? I think it's good. I think it's good that we talk about stuff like this, because somewhere out there, we talk about this whenever you're a guest on the show, somewhere out there, there are people going through what we went through 30 years ago.
Right.
And those people need to understand that, especially if you have kids together, you need to do whatever it is you can do to salvage some semblance of a relationship.
Absolutely.
And the most important words that we said to each other after our divorce was finalized, most important words, I'm sorry.
Right, right.
I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
Mm-hmm.
And then things obviously turned around.
Exactly.
And, you know, it's not about us. I mean, those particular stories are stories that absolutely involved us. But if our experiences can help other people who are going through the same thing right now, who think, I'm going to hate this woman as long as I live. I'm going to hate that cheating bastard for as long as he lives. I'm going to cut his thingy off. You don't want to go there. There's no reason to go there because things can get better and they should get better if you have two adults who are willing to do it, especially if you have children. And you know what? If what we went through and then overcame to become friends to the point where you reintroduce me to my wife now, and you were friends with her for 30 years.
Right.
And you are at every one of the Bowerly holiday parties, and we're at every one of your parties. I think that's actually a very inspirational thing. I'm not proud of how I acted in our marriage. You know that.
You know, Tom, we're talking about the evolution of the soul. See, all of us can evolve and become better. That's the bottom line here.
But, you know, I think it's also true that some people can make really great friends, mm-hmm. but really miserable spouses.
Right.
And, you know, I don't think either of us were happy. And unlike you, I acted upon my unhappiness in the way a man generally does. And that was a scumbag thing to do. That was a scumbag move. And I'm sorry.
I accept your apology. I did so in, let's see, what year was that?
1993.
Yeah. 93, I accepted the apology.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, if our story can help anyone kind of cut through their pain and grief and anger, all those things that happen when people go through a loss, it's, and again, I think this is the time of the year that's most indicative or reflective of ways to transcend negative relationships and move forward.
And it's so rewarding. And that's what I think people, it sounds as though, how do I say this properly? I can't think of exactly the right words, but the forgiveness and the relationship that we established and that people listening to us who are going through that nonsense can establish in their own lives, you know what? If that proves to be an object lesson for people in the power of forgiveness and the capacity of two people acting like adults to say, we are acting like children, except worse,
mm-hmm.
then I think telling our story is helpful. And I don't care if it makes me look bad. I'm the one who acted like a scumbag.
And again, I'm not bringing that story up to point figures. That was a long time ago, Tom. But I'm just saying that, you know, when people talk about bad divorces, we had all that trauma, and we're both able to overcome it. And it's you know, I think the path of relationship, I'm sounding a little therapeutic now.
Well, you're a trained social worker,
go ahead. But the path of relationship is how we learn about ourselves. I think that the people that we attract into our lives as friends, lovers, husbands, spouses, can help us grow as a person. And in our families, too, I hear day in and day out during this time of year, people are estranged from their daughters and their sons or their parents. And, you know, even getting outside the realm of marriages, this is a good time for thinking about that forgiveness, that token.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I mentioned the name earlier, and I'll mention it again today. There was a guy, Nick Orticelli, and his wife, Nancy. And you know that we hated each other.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we hated each other. And then we sat down and we talked like adults, and it wasn't an instant thing, but over time, you know, over the course of maybe a year or two, we went from being hostile enemies to being really good friends.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes beyond marriage. It goes to human relationships. And I think that it's so important to be able to change the narrative and to change the course of a situation. And, mm-hmm. and in forming a new friendship with somebody who was an adversary, it doesn't mean that you're trying to disrespect people who have been your ally or your friend all along. You know, what it meant to me, like with the Nick and Nancy situation, mm-hmm. what it And it's funny because I know a few Nick and Nancy's, which is really strange. But with the Nick and Nancy situation, it's just so much nicer to go out on a weekend and see people and give them hugs and sit at the same table than it is to wonder, are we going to get into a fight tonight? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's so, you know, it's just, it's so much cooler, especially because Nick would rip my head off easily. But anyway.
You know, I just have to jump in here because I use astrology as a moment by moment kind of tool, because right now, as we're speaking, Tom, the moon is in the sign of Libra, which represents negotiation, reconciliation, and peace. And here we were talking about that in our own personal lives and in your life with your friend. And I think that's a basic human quality that wants to have that sense of balance, no matter how much antagonism and anger, even the outer world, right? In the outer world that we're all observing when we watch the news.
You know, it's funny because I've told that to Nick and Nancy and to people that I know in the periphery of that situation. And you're absolutely right. All I want at this point in my life is peace and quiet and harmony and good feelings and an end to BS that doesn't have to take place. Mm-hmm. And it's possible to get there. Mm-hmm. And you know, two situations in our stupid little lives that we have brought up that were really nasty. Mm-hmm. And if the four of us can manage to get out of that milieu of destructiveness, then anybody can.
Right.
You know? Yeah, I mean, you know, human beings can be pretty weird creatures. And the good news is there is redemption and there are ways to overcome.
Yeah.
Stupid things that we do. And I apologize, keeping everybody on hold. We're going to keep Cassandra with us after the news at 4:30. Are you
oh,
cool
sure.
with that? You
can I'm
do
very
that?
Cool with
all
that.
Right. Her mm-hmm. website, CassandraJoanButler.com. She's an astrologer. And sometimes we get into stuff like this because, you know, the show isn't always just about astrology. Sometimes it's just about life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have enough life experience and hopefully enough common sense to be able to offer people maybe a little bit of hope and a little bit of solace and comfort, especially the holiday season. Who wants anger and vituperative arguments during the holiday season?
What was that word you
vituperative
just said? How do you spell it?
Don't make me do that again.
No, but I'm impressed. I'm sure it means
something. I will
spell
it in a moment.
You say I'm smart. Wow, that's a big word.
I just made it up. So Cassandra's going to hang out with us, and I'm sorry we didn't take any calls that segment, but on the other hand, even though we didn't take any calls, I think in some respects that might have been some of the most powerful radio you're ever going to hear. And it's not about us. It's about two schnooks who learned things the hard way
mm-hmm.
about human relations and making them better. And, you know, we're all works in progress.
Absolutely.
And for those of you in Canada, that's works in progress. We just like to make that very, very clear. We will get more calls for Cassandra Joan Butler on News Radio 930 WBEN. And I hope you guys don't mind when we go off on stuff like that. But it's genuine. It's real. It's not contrived. It's not scripted. It's from the heart kind of stuff. And I hope that you appreciate it as much as we appreciate being able to air our dirty laundry on the air. It is
literally.
It is 27 minutes after 4 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Astrologer Cassandra Joan Butler is with us in studio. Her website is CassandraJoanButler.com. Yep, we used to be married. Yep, we have two children together. We haven't been married since the 1990s. Cassandra Joan Butler, I must tell you, she has a client list that is unbelievable. And I only know that because I used to help her basically as an employee putting her mailings together. And since then, she's just expanded her horizons. And it is an absolutely true statement that her boyfriend of many, many years later went on to be in charge of DARPA, D-A-R-P-A. And if you don't know what DARPA is, think of it as like the supermarket for CIA. Mm-hmm. She also has many clients who are involved in the intelligence community of the United States government, not to mention professional people, doctors, lawyers, and I'm amazed at the following she has around the world.
To quote J.P. Morgan.
J.P. Morgan?
No, well, he's gone now, but he used to say, millionaires don't use astrology, billionaires do.
Really?
I wouldn't like him as a client, though. I wasn't a big fan. But anyway, he uses the same greenbacks as anyone else. But anyway, that's an old saying that astrologers like to say, that, you know, intelligent.
But did
people.
He really say it, or is that one of those Who fake knows? Quotes that somebody made up? And
well, Carl Jung was a big astrologer too. We love astrology.
Carl Jung. Are we going to get into Jungian theory here?
Yes. He and Freud broke up over the astrological indications that Dr. Jung was using.
Wow.
True story.
How about Neil Jung?
I don't know, but I don't like his politics, so
no,
he
just wanted to live with a cinnamon girl. He could be happy the rest of his life with a cinnamon girl. All right, Bowerly on WBEN. My ex-wife is here, also like literally internationally renowned astrologer, even though I don't believe in it. I'm just saying. By the way, we're talking about our relationship. Nick Orticelli did not let me down. He didn't send me the picture of him flipping me off, but he was close.
Forgiveness, the gift we give ourselves. Yes.
Well, again, you know, folks, would you rather wake up in the morning with a new friend or a new enemy?
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather wake up with a new friend.
Yes.
Wait, that didn't sound right.
You're
right
newly
at all.
Married, Tom.
Yeah, I know.
Well, no. Just friend, capital F.
Well, not with benefits.
No benefits.
Here is Sarah in Williamsville, who was born on the 1st of February, 1981, when certain people in this room were looking forward to graduating high school. Sarah was born February 1st, 81, in Williamsville at 5 a.m., calling in from Alabama.
Hi there, Sarah.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well.
Great. So you are an independent woman. Moon is in Sagittarius. Sagittarius rising. Did you know that when you were taking your first breath in Williamsville, the moon was rising in the east? That's a pretty
I did not.
It's a pretty little visual. The moon was rising in the east, so that makes you very Sagittarian.
It's funny because our taxes were also rising in the east, north, west, and south.
Exactly. All those risers. Sarah, you asked about your finances. I'm very, very happy to tell you. It might not be immediate, but in the next, starting on January 20th, for the next 20 years, the planet of wealth, power, and intensity is moving through your money house. So your great work and your ambition will be rewarded incrementally. So I would say in 24, August is a very powerful time for finances. And then definitely by 25, that's when Pluto is clearly in your financial house. And remember, you are a very honest, hardworking, imaginative, creative person. Yes? Am I saying yes?
Yes.
You take the road less traveled, shall we say. And you also have had a lot of, you're so forthright. Mm. Now, people say, well, I'm an honest person. Well, that sometimes gets people in trouble if they're too honest. Like, tell me what you think of my dress.
Does my butt look big?
Right. So that's how Sarah, she's very forthright. Does that make sense, dear?
Yes.
So you're coming into a very fantastic time. Although this past year, especially in July of 23 or January of 23, there was a lot of difficulty with the finances and or relationships. And that's kind of behind you, honey.
All right. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you kindly. Appreciate that. Sandy, a quick question for you, Cassandra Joan Butler. The people you have who are millionaires and even billionaires as clients, do they ask the same kind of questions the rest of us schnooks do?
Love, money. Yes.
It's about love and money.
Well, but actually, there's a lot more interest in our spiritual pathway. That's the other question. Why am I here? And believe it or not, Tom, the astrology can tell you that, or at least hint to it. Do you know why you're here, Tom? I'm always referring to his chart. Because
you know what? I don't have a bloody clue.
Well, I'm telling you right now, you've got your North Node in Cancer, which is nurturing and caring and compassionate for the collective, for your fan base. So that's why I'm always giggling when you say to your fans and to your listeners, dears and loves, because that's part of your reason for being, to uplift the world in a detached sort of way.
Well, you know what? I realized, maybe 6 months or a year ago, that essentially what I do for a living is that I have a relationship with the people who listen to this show. And it's not a relationship like you and I have or our kids have with us, but it is a relationship. And when you start viewing it in a relationship paradigm, it makes it a lot more fun. Like during the story about Von Miller, got into a very lively discussion with a lady named Jen. And she thought I was angry with her. I wasn't angry with her at all. We were just having a discussion like you and I would have, mm-hmm. or Ariel and I would have. And I was glad that she called in. And I hope she realizes that it wasn't intended to be an angry exchange of hostile fire. It was just a conversation like I'd have in any other relationship.
Right. So in other words, you know, Cancer is a protector. Think how you protect this community when we have difficult situations, i.e. storms. I mean, you're the guy. Surely.
I disagree. I think guys like Jay Withey, who saved 23 lives, men and women of law enforcement,
of course,
the first responders, the firefighters, the National Guard people, not the FBI people, but the first responders, I think, are the heroes.
I'm just
an idiot with a microphone.
But the microphone reaches those first responders and everyone else. That's what I'm saying, Tom. So you have a purpose for being, Tom. You really do.
Well, thank you. It's because I do sometimes wonder. I'm not going to lie. And then the other thing about which I wonder, wow, this is like True Confessions Day, is how and why did I beat that heart attack like 6 years ago today? Because I shouldn't have. There's no way I should have, and I did.
How many people were praying for you? Lots.
Probably two.
The power of prayer. I know we disagree about that sometimes, but I'm a big, big prayerful person.
Well, I believe in God the Creator. I just don't believe in religion.
That's okay.
Let's go to Janet on WB. We should just do a general show. Forget the astrology. Janet, November the 1st of 1981 in Buffalo at 12:34 p.m. 1, 2, 3, 4. Nobody's ever going to forget that time of birth. Janet, you're on WBEN, and what question do you have, love?
Hi, Janet.
Hi, Cassandra. Hi, Tom. I love what you do. I love this show, and thank you so much, Tom, for your blizzard coverage. Oh. You beat me to it.
You're more than welcome. Thank you. There's no place I'd rather be.
So, Janet, I have the little notes from the screener, and remember, I don't know if you were listening earlier, and I was talking about the once every 268-year challenge that another caller had mentioned. I'm going to say the same thing to you. You are a Capricorn rising, and what we call your past South Node has been activated this past year. It's been a tough year for Scorpios, my friend. I'm a Scorpio as well. So your question was, when are things going to be a little bit lighter and brighter for you? Every 18 years, we often go through a challenging year and a half for you. That started January of 22, and with special emphasis on May and November of last year and this past year. But you are a very, very resilient, strong woman. And you're also a healing presence to other people. People love being around Janet because you're very generous with your emotions. You're just a generous person in general, right? And you always anticipate other people's needs. And you're also extremely intuitive. Literally, the planet that means psyche, it's a rock out there, it's an asteroid called Psyche, is next to your Mars in the sign of Virgo. So that's why you always anticipate other people's needs. So in terms of new cycles for you, the last hurrah, so to speak, was this past October. A lot of difficulty was being released. A lot of attitudes and issues from your past were being released. And that may have included some people as well.
I'm blown away.
I'm kind of curious because I could almost hear you being blown away via telephone. In what way were you blown away? What particularly resonated with you?
Because that's how it seems to go. A series of, to use an analogy, being in a holding pattern and then just getting so tired, landing to refuel and just getting beat up when you land and having to go back up again. And it seems to go in that cycle. And with everything else, you nailed it. Like, In October, I came to a huge realization and in my life, and it's been transformational.
Yes. And you're going to be fine, Janet, because, again, this only happens once every 18 years. And so you've had your evolutionary changes and challenges. You know, as they always say, it's not the good stuff that teaches us. It's sometimes the challenging ones. So I wish you all the best.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. And I think we touched that lady very deeply. Speaking of being in a holding pattern, then landing and feeling like you're getting beaten up, reminds me of Mrs. Bowerly and I at Newark International Airport.
Oh, man.
Coming back from Jamaica. Oh, my goodness. Let's get back to the calls. I think we can get one more call on WBEN. I could do Cassandra all day long. This has been best show we've ever done, and we've done a lot of really good ones. Here's Susan, who's born in Phoenix, 6:36 p.m. on the 22nd of August, 1949. You are on WBEN. Susan, go ahead.
Hi there.
Hi, Susan. So did you know that you come across as an Aquarian, that you're friendly and everyone's best buddy, and you're very honest and very open to experiences, right? That's your Aquarius packaging when you were born. Aquarius was in Phoenix's eastern horizon as you took your first breath. And the sun was setting because the sun was in the sign of Leo and your moon is in the sign of Leo. And man, you are so good with creating coalition and harmony in your work. Mm. You're one of those, you know, I'm not saying you're a marketer per se, you might be in marketing, but you know how to bring people together and how to problem solve very well. And also, you said you just want to know about the year ahead. So, number one, the biggest thing that's going to be happening for you is finding a new direction for yourself in terms of what you want to do and contribute in the world. It might not be the old ways of doing your work, but you're wanting to be involved with others. And I could see some new exciting endeavors after that major eclipse that we're having on April the 8th. Now, I know you're in Buffalo now. Terrific. Because Buffalo, the lights will be going out, right? We have a total solar eclipse. So if you're thinking about what direction to take, you might give it some reflection time, because April is wonderful for you in realigning your life.
But is it also the night the lights went out in Georgia?
No. Because not nighttime. You know, little, the lights will be completely dark in the midday.
Little
3
Quentin
o'clock.
Tarantino Reservoir right, Dogs right. reference. My love, I'm out of time with Cassandra. I've already held her longer than I was going to hold her. In fact, this radio show was longer than our marriage lasted.
Exactly.
Thank you. Thank you very much for the call. I apologize that we weren't able to get to everybody. I'm really, truly sorry about that. On the other hand, some of what we did content-wise, I think was maybe more important to the general welfare than taking individual calls. And I will get Cassandra back on again in a month, 6 weeks, whatever. And hopefully you'll be able to call back then and get your questions answered. And on behalf of Cassandra, thank you very much for listening. I've got another hour coming up here with you on News Radio 930 WBEN. And again, just great calls. And, you know, it's funny because I think you can hear when David Bellavia and I work together, there's a certain chemistry. When Cassandra and I work together, there's a certain chemistry. When Tim Wenger and I work together, there's a certain chemistry. And you can tell it without even being told, you know you're hearing chemistry. And we've done a lot of shows together, my ex-wife Cassandra and I, but the chemistry today and the content was just outstanding.
The moon was in Libra, Tom. The moon was in Libra. It flowed.
It certainly flowed. And in the words of Bob Dylan, I'm just sitting here watching the river flow.